バグテイバスレバヤ
From the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text Number 16. Divinity and Divine Service, Text 16.
Čitamo iz Srimad Bhagavatam, prvo pevanje, drugo poglavlje, koje se zove Bog i božanska služba, stih broj 16.
Sushusha,
Sushusha,
Kadadanasya,
Vasudeva,
Atta,Sevaya, Vipra, Punya, Kirta, Nishevana, Shushusha, Sharadanasya, Vasudeva Kataruchi, Jan Mahat Sevaya, Vipra.Shushusha Sharadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Shyan Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirthani Kshevana
Shushusha SharadanasyaVasudeva Kataruchi
Vasudeva Kataruchi
Syanmat Sevaya Vipra
Syanmat Sevaya Vipra
Punya Tirtha Nishevanat
Punya Tirtha Nishevanat
Shushusha Sadhanasya
Vasudeva Kataruchi Shushusha,
Shushusha,
One who is engaged in hearing.
One who is engaged in hearing.
Onaj ko je zaokupljen slušanjem.
Pradanasya.
Pradanasya.
With care and attention.
With care and attention.
Marljivo
i pomno.
Vasudeva.
Vasudeva.
In respect to Vasudeva.
In respect to Vasudeva.
Što se odnosi na Vasudevu.
Što se odnosi na Vasudevu.
The time.
The message.
Poruka.
Ruchi.
Ruchi.
Affinity.
Sklonost.
Sklonost.
Syat.
Syat.
Is made possible.
It's made possible.
Moguće.
Mahat sevaya.
Mahat sevaya.
By service rendered to pure devotees.
By service rendered to pure devotees.
Služenjem čistih bhakta.
Služenjem čistih bhakta.
Vipra.
Vipra.
O twice born.
O twice born.
O dva pokrojen.
O dva pokrojen.
Punya.
Punya.
Tirtha, those who are cleansed of all vice.
Those who are cleansed of all vice.
Oni koji su se pročistili od svih porok.
Oni koji su se pročistili
od svih porok. Nishevanat.
By service.
By service.
Služenjem.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Maharaj. Oh, twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva.
O dvaput rođeni mudraci, služenje bhakti, potpuno oslobođenih svih poroka, predstavlja veliku službu. Takvim služenjem osoba razvija ukus na slušanje poruke Vasudeva.
The conditioned life of a living being is caused by his revolting against the Lord. There are men called Deva, or godly living beings, and there are men called Asuras, or demons, against the authority of the Supreme Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, a vivid description of the Asuras is given, in which it is said that the Asuras are put into lower and lower states of ignorance, life after life. And so sink to the lower animal forms and have no information of the absolute truth, the personality of God. These Asuras are gradually rectified in Krishna God consciousness by the mercy of the Lord's liberated servitors in different countries find with the Supreme Will. Such devotees of God are very confidential associates of the Lord, and when they come to save human society from the dangers of godlessness, they are known as the powerful incarnations of the Lord, as the sons of the Lord, as servants of the Lord, or as associates of the Lord. But none of them falsely claim to be God themselves. This is a blasphemy declared by the Asuras, and his demoniac followers of such Asuras also accept pretenders as God for his incarnation. In the revealed scriptures, there is a definite information of the incarnation of God. No one should be accepted as God or an incarnation of God unless he is confirmed by the revealed scriptures.
Pokuna protiv gospodina uzrok je uvetovanog života živog bića. Postoje ljudi koji se nazivaju deve, božanska živog bića, i asure, demoni, koji se protive autoritetu svevišnjega. Asure su živo opisani u 16. poglavlju Bhagavad Gite, u kojem je rečeno da padaju u sve niža stanja života, sve do životinskih oblika, bez znanja o apsolutnoj istini božanskoj osobi. Po vrhovnoj volji, asure postupno razvijaju svest o Bogu, zahvaljujući milosti gospodarnih oslobođenih slugu u različitim zemljama. Takvi su bhakte Veoma poverljivi gospodo i pratijaci, i kada se pojave u ljudskom društvu kako bi ga spasili od opasne bezbožnosti, poznati su kao njegove moćne inkarnacije, njegovi sinovi, sluge i pratijaci. Međutim, niko od njih ne tvrdi lažno da je sam Bog. To je bogohuljenje prevarantskih asura, koje njihovi demonski sledbenici prihvataju kao Bože inkarnacije. U razotkrivenim spisima postoje tačni podaci o inkarnacijama Boga. Niko se ne sme prihvatati kao Božja inkarnacija ako to nije potvrđeno u razotkrivenim spisima.
The servants of God are to be respected, as God by the devotees who actually want to go back to Godhead. Such servants of God are called Mahatmas or Tirthas, and they preach according to a particular time and place. The servants of God urge people to become devotees of the Lord. They never tolerate being called God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God himself according to the indication of the revealed scriptures. But he played the part of the devotee. People who knew him to be God addressed him as God, but he used to block his ears with his hands and chant the name of Lord Vishnu. He strongly protested against being called God, although undoubtedly he was God himself. The Lord behaves so as to warn us against unscrupulous men who take pleasure in being addressed as God.
Bhakti koji se doista žele vratiti Bogu, trebaju poštovati Božje sluge kao njega samoga. Takvi sluge, zvani Mahatme ili Tirte, propovedaju u skladu s vremenom i okolnostima. Božje sluge podstiču ljude da postanu gospodari Bhakti. Nikada im ne dopuštaju da ih nazivaju Bogom. Prema tvrdnjima razotkrivenih spisa, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bio je sam Bog, ali je igrao ulogu Bhakti. Kada bi ga oni koji su znali da je Bog tako oslovljavali, on bi začepio uši i pevao ime Šri Višnu. Snažno je protestovao protiv toga da ga nazivaju Bogom, iako je bez sumnje bio sam Bog. Gospod se tako ponašao kako bi nas upozorio da se čuvamo bezobzirnih ljudi kojima pričinjava zadovoljstvo da ih drugi oslovljavaju Bogom.
The servants of God come to propagate God consciousness, and intelligent people should cooperate with them in every respect. By serving the servant of God, one can please God more than directly serving the Lord. The Lord is more pleased when he sees that his servants are properly respected, because such servants risk everything for the service of the Lord, and so are very dear to the Lord. The Lord declares in the Bhagavad Gita 1869 that no one is dearer to him than one who risks everything to preach his glory. By serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants, and thus one becomes qualified to hear the glories of God. The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering in the kingdom of God.
Božji sluge dolaze širiti svjesnost Boga, a inteligentni ljudi treba da sarađuju sa njima u svakom smislu. Služeći takve sluge, možemo više zadovoljiti Gospoda nego direktnim služenjem njega samo. Gospod osjeća veće zadovoljstvo kada vidi da se njegovi sluge pravilno poštuju, jer oni se izlažu opasnosti da bi ga služili i zato su mu veoma dragi. U Bhagavad Gita 18.16. stih, on izjavljuje da mu niko nije draži od onoga ko sve rizikuje kako bi propovedao njegove slave. Služenjem gospodarih slugu, osoba postepeno razvija odlike takvih slugu i tako postaje dostojna slušanja o Božim slavama. Žarka želja za slušanjem u Bogu glavna je vrlina bhakte dostojna ulaska u Božje carstvo.
First again, Shushusha Sharadanasya Vasudeva Katarvachi Syan Mahatsevya Vipra Punya Kirtani Shevana. O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely free from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva.
I još jedan stih. O dva put rođene mudraci, služenje bhakta potpuno oslobođenih svih poroka predstavlja veliku službu. Takvim služenjem osoba razvija ukus za slušanje poruke Vasudeva.
Mom Vishnu Graya Krishna Prasthaya Vidaya Kimade Bhakti Viranda Swami Vidaya
Namaste Sarasam Deva Kaur Vandu Charne Nirvishe Shashmari Vashadhyali Shatani.
Srimad Bhagavatam picks up where Bhagavad Gita left off.
Srimad Bhagavatam započinje tamo gdje je Bhagavad Gita završio.
Towards the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna had said, Asuram yogam apanam mudra janmani janmani mama prapyaiva kundiya dhoyajyadamam kithiyam tanaham dvishatakuran samsureshanaradamam shi pramyajasram ashubam asrishveva monishur. For those who are envious and mischievous and the lowest of all mankind.
Dakle, sve ove stihove koje Maharaj izgovorio su stihove kojima se Bhagavad Gita završa i kaže Krishna onima koji su zavidni i najgori, najpaliji od čitavog ljudskog.
Asuram yonim apanam mura janmani janmani life after life I push them down.
Ja ih život za životom guram dole. Sasvim pod nepotom.
And obtaining the lowest species of life, they goes down and down and down and they never attain it.
I tako, dobijajući niže oblike života, oni tonu sve dublje i dublje i nikada ne dostižu.
Does this sound like an innocent coward boy?
Jel vam zvuči to kao nevini dečak pastir?
Does this sound like someone you'd like to meet in the street?
Jel to zvuči kao neko koga možete sresti na ulici?
He pushes you down and down. And you try to get up. And he pushes you further down. So one may wonder about the character of the speaker. Asuram yonim asa. Tanaham vishita kuran samsureshan naradamam shikram yajasram ashubam. They get into lower and lower forms of life. And they can never attain. Or as the Christians say, I pick them, God, I picks him up. God picks him up. And he throws him into the burning fire. Another one. But here it says that actually Krishna, he wants the Livyankis to come back to the spiritual world. And his creation of different species of life are not due to enviousness. But give the Livyankis a chance to enjoy the results of their desires and activities. In other words, if one doesn't want to obtain Krishna, Krishna will not force one to obtain it.
Drugim rečima, ako neko ne želi da dostigne Krishna, Krishna ga neće primorati da on to čini.
And for one who is envious of Krishna, who wants to enjoy in this world,
a onaj ko je zavidan na Krišnu i ko želi da uživa u ovom svijetu.
It is by Krishna's mercy he puts them into the lower species of life.
Njega Krišna svojom milošću zapravo stavlja u niže oblike života.
Because its life is much easier in the lower species of life.
Jer je u nižim oblicima život daleko lakši.
If you're going to try to enjoy the material world,
ako želite da pokušate da uživate u materijalnom svijetu,
the human form of life has great disadvantages.
Ljudski oblik života ima odlične prednike.
That the lower species of life don't have.
Postoje i oblici života koji to nemaju.
For instance, if you're a worm in stool,
na primjer, ako ste crv u izvetu,
the rent is free.
Kirija je besplatna.
There's no mortgage.
I nema hipoteke.
You don't have to work from 9 to 5.
Ne morate da radite od 9 do 5.
You have as much food as you want.
It's
all free. And usually you can get it warm or hot. Not for your whole family. You don't have to get any education. You don't have to educate your children. You don't have to worry about retirement. Everything is more or less provided in abundance.
Svega ima manje ili više u izobilju.
More than you could desire.
Više nego što vi to želite.
And a constant supply.
I snabdevanje konstantno.
We never hear that the worms in stool are worried about scarcity. Supply is running out. Price is going up. But human beings face such problems sometimes. Therefore, it's Krishna's kindness he's created such living entities, such forms of life.
Stoga je Krišna iz svoje ljubaznosti stvorio takva živa bića, takve oblike života.
But Krishna's desire is the living entities become enlightened in Krishna consciousness.
A Krišnina želja je zapravo da se živa bića ožive i postanu vezana za svjesnost Krišne.
Therefore, Krishna is sending his sons and his servants and the incarnations constantly coming to try to provoke God consciousness.
I zato Krišna šalje svoje sinove, inkarnacije, bhakte. Da pokušaju da probude tu svjesnost Boga.
So here it says that those who are pure representatives of Krishna should be respected as God is respected.
I ovdje je rečeno da oni koji su čisti predstavnici Krishne treba da budu poštovani kao što se poštuje sam Bog.
So in one sense, this is just part of our philosophy. This is, it's not obvious. But the servant of Krishna is Krishna's instrument.
U jednom smislu to je očigledno, ali sluga Krishna je Krishna's instrument.
It is not, as Prabhupada said, difficult to become an instrument of Krishna.
Kao što je Prabhupada rekao, nije teško postati instrument Krishna.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna had said, Sara Yukam. Sarvendriya Vinabhasam, Sarvendriya Vivarditam, Asitam Sabhavrutchaiva, Nirgunam, Gunabhokricha. Everywhere his hands, his legs, his eyes and faces, in this way the super soul exists everywhere.
U Bhagavad Gita Krishna kaže, svuda se nalaze i ruke, i lica, i tela, ta duša nalazi se svuda zapravo.
So in one sense, Krishna is the super soul in everyone's heart.
U jednom smislu, Krishna kao nadduša nalazi se u srcu svakog živog bića.
And therefore, if we had the vision of a Mahabhagavat, we'd see many super souls everywhere.
I onda, ako imamo viziju Mahabhagavata, mi vidimo mnogo nadduša svuda oko nas.
Just like the sun is in one place.
Baš kao što je sunce na jednom mjestu.
But when the sun is reflected on many water pots.
Ali se ono može u mnogim onako posudama sa vodom reflektovati i vidjeti.
Apparently the sun is in many water pots.
I onda paralelno ono postoji i u tim svim posudama vode.
There's only one sun reflecting everywhere.
Ali zapravo postoji samo jedno srce koje se reflektuje svuda.
Similarly there is one super soul.
Slično tome, sam jedna duša.
And that same super soul is in everyone's heart.
I ta ista nadduša nalazi se u svačijem srcu.
Therefore, we can say his hands, his legs, his eyes and faces are everywhere.
I zato bismo mogli reći da su njegove ruke i lica i noge svuda.
On the other side, we have hands, we have legs, we have eyes and faces.
Sa druge strane, mi imamo i noge i ruke i oči i lice.
And we may think, this is my hand, this is my leg, this is my face.
I mogli bismo da mislimo, ovo je moja ruka i moja glava i moja noga.
But it's not our face, it's not our eyes, it's not our hands, it's not our lips.
Ali to zapravo nije naše lice, ni naša ruka, ni noga, ni oči.
They actually belong to Krishna.
To zapravo pripada Krišni.
Kshetra gyan chatimam vidhi sarva kshetra svarta. Kshetra kshetra gyanam yatta gyanam tamama. You should also know that I'm also the knower of Krishna's self.
Krishna kaže, ja sve znam.
We're certainly the knowers of our body to some degree.
Mi smo svakako poznavaoci svojih tela do nekog stepena.
But Krishna is the knower of all bodies.
Ali Krishna je poznavaoc svih tela.
And the other thing, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Siddhe Sitaracharam, the other unique feature of Krishna different from us.
Još jedna odlika Krišne koja je različita od nas i jedinstvena
is that he is the controller of all material energy.
Jeste da je on kontroler sve materijalne energije.
We ourselves are the renters of this body.
Mi smo možda direktori ovog tela.
We were able to get a particular body according to our merit in our previous lifetime.
I u stanju smo da dobijemo određeno telo u skladu sa svojim zaslugama iz prošlog života.
But the actual proprietor of all bodies everywhere is Krishna.
Ali onaj ko je pravi vlasnik svih tela svuda jeste Krishna.
And when we are allowed to remain in the body for some time,
i kada nam je dozvoljeno da ostanemo u telu neko vrijeme,
and then at a certain time we have to leave and go somewhere else.
Nakon određenog vremena moramo otići negdje drugdje.
Therefore, in that sense, Krishna is the actual hands, he's the proprietor of all the hands, legs, eyes, and faces everywhere.
I na taj način Krishna je zapravo stvaralac i vlasnik svih ruka, nogu, lica, svuda.
So although we may imagine ourselves to be doing so many things,
iako možemo za sebe misliti da radimo tako puno stvari,
when it gets really down to it, what we're really doing is we're desiring. So we can orientate our desires towards Krishna consciousness. Or we can orientate our desires towards illusion. That's our free will. When we orientate our desires towards Krishna,
kada ih usmerimo ka Krishni,
then gradually we don't interfere with Krishna's desires anymore.
Onda se mi postepeno više ne mješamo i ne remetimo sa Krishnom.
We dovetail our desires with Krishna's.
Jednostavno poklapamo se nekako sa željama Krishna.
And then we gradually become an instrument.
I na taj način postepeno postajemo instrument.
Nimitra, Madra, Bhavasava, Sachin. Krishna simply told Arjuna, become an instrument.
Krishna nije sam da rekao, Arjuna, postani instrument.
In the fight.
U borbi.
So that's our glory, the soul, become an instrument for Krishna.
I to je naša slava, slava za dušu, da postanem instrument for Krishna.
And what's the difference between it being an instrument for Krishna and being an instrument for Krishna's servant called Maya?
A koja je razlika između toga da se bude instrument Krišni i instrument Krišnjeg sluge koji se zove Maja?
Krišnja says, Mahatmanastamam parda, daivim prakritim ashvitya, padatna nanya manaso, yathabhutadim avya. The great souls, the Mahatmas is explained here.
Velike duše, Mahatme, kako je ovdje objašnjeno.
They're under the control of the divine energy of Krishna.
Su pod kontrolom svevišnje moći Krišnje.
Devotional service. So what are they doing? So Krishna says, Sadatam Kirtiyan Gomam Vitanta Chadra Vritaha Namasyan Tashimam Bhatya Nityukta Upasade. They're simply chanting my glories. To become a Mahatma, you don't have to grow a long beard. So that certainly should be encouraging for the ladies. You don't have to grow a bun or put on a big turban. You don't even have to sit on a high seat. We just have to glorify
Krishna.
But that's, of course, not the end of it. Sadatam Kirtiyan Gomam Itantastra Dreda Vrataha. And with determination, serve Krishna.
No, naravno, to nije tako i sa odlučnošću treba služiti Krishna.
Now that we're chanting our rounds,
sad kad smo izlančali svoje krugo,
and some idea comes to my mind.
I to će mi jedna ideja, to on dok je vančali.
I have 12 rounds left.
Ostalo mi je još 12
krugova. I'm determined to chant them.
Odlučen sam da ih izlančam.
Then the idea comes, but they're serving ice cream outside. And they might have strawberry. Oh. Maybe tomorrow I can finish my rounds. In my heart I can't deny my inclination to put strawberry.
Ne mogu u srcu da ja prosto poreknem tu svoju privrženost jagodi.
If it was vanilla, I'd have to think twice.
Ali da je bila vanila, dva put bih razmišljala.
But strawberry, I'm surrendered.
Ali predan sam jagodi.
Well, Dreda Vrata, I made a vow, I must follow it.
Dreda Vrata, ja sam dala zavet i moram ga slediti.
And now that I'm following the vow, look at me.
I sad ja sledim zavet, pogledajte me.
I sacrifice strawberry to the holy name.
Žrtvovao sam jagodu za sveto ime.
No, we have to glorify Krishna with determination.
Da, treba da slavimo Krishnu odlučno.
Namasyantasmambhatya and namasyante with humility.
I sa poniznošću.
If we expect that by our glorification of Krishna, by our determination, our giving up so many things to glorify Krishna.
Ako očekujemo da time što slavimo Krishna, mi naravno napuštamo toliko mnogo stvari da bismo i odričemo se mnogo stvari da bismo ga slavili.
That at the end of all this effort, all this struggle, all this surrender.
Da će na kraju svog tog napora i borbe i predavanja.
Then finally,
konačno,
I'll be recognized.
Mene će neko priznati.
My picture will be in the three temples around the world.
Moja slika bit će u tri hrana širom sveta.
No, we at the end we find out we're 1/10,000 the size of a tip of hair in size.
Na kraju shvatimo da smo desetohiljaditi deo vrha vlasi kose.
So someone who's trying to become great in the material world, he'll be, or in the spiritual world, he'll be very disappointed.
Tako da onaj ko pokušava da postane velik u materijalnom, pa i duhovnom svijetu, bit će veoma razočaran.
So, suddenly, here is the truth, and they're going to pull the curtain, and the truth is going to be there.
Kazat će vam, evo istine, i onda će otvoriti zavesu i tamo će biti istina.
And the curtain is pulled.
I kada se ta zavesa otvori,
and there's God.
I tamo je Bog.
Unlimitedly beautiful and strong and wealthy and famous and knowledgeable.
Neograničeno i lep i poznat i slavan, pun znanja i obilja.
And there's me.
I tu sam ja.
Where am I?
Gde sam ja?
Wait a second. God, is that who I am?
Bože, sam se polišni.
Wait, look, the curtain back.
Bolje da zatvorimo mi tu zavisu.
Better to reign in hell.
Bolje je ostati u paklu.
Than serve in heaven.
Da, plakati u paklu, vladati u paklu, nego služiti u raju.
No, we have to expect that there's good reason for us to be humble, because we're very small.
Moramo da shvatimo to i da poštojamo. Postoji dobar razlog da mi budemo ponizni, pošto mi smo jako mali.
But as Krishna told Vasudeva and Devaki,
ali kao što je Krishna rekao Vasudeva i Devaki,
although this vision is true, Krishna is so great.
Iako je ta vizija tačna, Krishna je tako velik.
And although we're so small,
iako smo mi tako mali,
still we're qualitatively equal to Krishna.
Ipak smo mi kvalitativno jednaki Krishna.
And as we take pleasure in ourselves,
i dok mi tako uživamo u sami na sebi,
as we love ourselves,
dok sebe volimo,
as we're interested in expanding our love,
i dok smo zainteresovani za širenje te
svoje, so Krishna, he's the reservoir of all love and all pleasure.
Krishna je istovremeno rezervoar svog znanja i sve ljubavi.
If you had a lake and you it was a lake of pleasure.
Kada biste imali jedno jezero, a to je jezero zadovoljstva.
We'd be very happy to dive into the lake.
Bili bismo veoma srećni da možemo da zaravimo u njemu.
What to speak of an ocean of transcendental pleasure.
A zamislite tek okean transcendentalnog zadovoljstva.
No one complain, oh, it's such a big ocean, unfortunately.
Niko ne bi se žalio, oh, na nesreću, tako veliki jedan okean.
But if an ocean of pleasure, then we'd be very happy.
Kada bi tu bio neki okean zadovoljstva, mi bismo bili veoma srećni.
So Krishna is an ocean of pleasure, an ocean of love.
Krishna je okean zadovoljstva i okean ljubavi.
And in Krishna's vision, he's Bhakta Vatsala, he's the devotee of his devotees.
I prema Krishna viziji, on je Bhakta Vatsala, on je Bhakta svojih Bhakta.
So one who can recognize Krishna,
osoba koja može da prepozna Krishna,
one who can actually appreciate Krishna,
osoba koja zapravo može da ceni Krishna,
that he's the Bhaktaram Jagatapasam Sarvalokamiheshwaram, Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shantimrishati. Not only is he owner of everything,
ne samo da je on vlasnik svega,
not only is everything supposed to be utilized for his pleasure,
ne samo da se sve zapravo odvija radi njegovog zadovoljstva,
but known to be a better well-wisher and lover of everyone in Krishna.
Već niko ne može ni biti bolji dobronamernik i više voleti sve nego Krishna.
Therefore, as much as any of us dovetail our desires with Krishna's desires,
jednostavno, koliko god mi pokušavali svoje želje sa Krishnjim željama,
then one becomes Mahatma.
I ako ih poklopimo, onda postajemo Mahatma.
Now, of course, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says there are different levels of Mahatma.
Naravno,
on nectar of instruction.
U obrazu i predanosti zapravo, Krišna kaže da postoje različiti nivoji mahatma.
There are first class devotees, there are second class devotees, there are third class devotees.
Postoje prvoklasni bhakte, drugoklasni i trećeklasni bhakte, u obrazu i podučavanju.
So we don't have to be embarrassed, well, I'm not first class.
I ne treba da nam bude tako nelagodno ako mi nismo prvoklasni.
But whatever you do, don't call me third class.
Ali šta god da radim, nemojte me baš zvati trećeklasni.
It's bad enough being third class.
Već je dovoljno loše što jesam trećeklasni.
But don't tell me I'm third class.
Ne morate mi još to i govoriti.
And destroy my false prestige.
I da tamo, mislim, opisujete to moje lažno.
If you do that, I'm going to become fifth class.
Budete li to radili, postoćete petoklasni.
No, we have to recognize the symptoms of the different classes.
Treba da prepoznamo simptome različitih klasa, nivoa.
And not become discouraged.
I da se ne obeshrabrimo.
Because what's awaiting to us, awaiting for us, is inconceivable.
Jer ono što nas čeka je neshvatljivo.
If I could conceive of it, I'd tell you about it, but I can't even conceive of it myself.
Kad bih ja to mogao da shvatim, ja bih vam to objasnio, ali čak ni ja to ne mogu da shvatim.
The best indication I have is that I remember when the first time I saw Srila Prabhupada.
Najbolja indikacija toga, najbolje naslućenje toga koje ja imam jeste kad sam prvi put sreo Srila Prabhupada.
I come from America.
Dolazim iz Amerike.
And America, people don't like to bow down.
I u Americi ljudi ne vole da se klanjaju.
One of our ISKCON's friends, at least for some time, wrote a song called Bow Down Mister.
Jedna od prijatelja našeg društva, moj Đorđe, napisao je Bow Down Mister.
Because Americans are the laws of the whole universe.
Jednostavno, Amerikanci su vladari čitavog univerzum.
And therefore they don't like the bow down.
I zbog toga, pošto tako misle, pa ne vole da se klanjaju.
But when I joined the temple, they told us to bow down.
I kad sam se ja pridružio Bhaktama, onda su mi rekli da se klanjam.
They said, every time you see the deity, you're supposed to bow down.
I rekli su mi, kud vidiš božanstvo, moraš da se pokloniš.
The problem was that we were living in a railroad shack.
Problem je bio što smo mi živjeli u nekakvom željezničkom skloništu ili nekoj kućici.
Buffalo, New York, the first temple was an old abandoned railroad shack.
U Buffalo, New Yorku, prvi naš tempel bilo je to napušteno železničko sklonište.
And the temple, the altar was on at the entrance.
I altar je bio na ulazu.
There was Lord Jagannath and Lord Baladev and Srimati Subhadradevi.
Tamo su bili gospodin Jagannath, Baladev i Srimati Subhadradevi.
And every time, anywhere you went in the house, you had to pass by them.
I kad god si ulazio u kuću, morao si da prođeš pored njih.
If you went upstairs, you had to pass by them.
Ako si išao gore, morao si da prođeš.
If you went to the kitchen, you had to pass by them.
Ako si išao u kuhinju, opet si morao da prođeš.
If you had to use the toilet, you had to pass by them.
Ako si morao na toalet, opet si morao da prođeš pored njih.
So the whole day we were just offering the basis.
So čitav dan samo da me poštovaju.
So after some months I got a little accustomed to it.
Nakon nekoliko mjeseci malo sam se privikao na tu situaciju.
But Prabhupada was visiting. This is the first time I was going to see him.
I Prabhupada je došao u posjet i to je prvi put da sam ga vidio.
I already had gotten initiation by mail some months ago.
Ja sam već nekoliko mjeseci pre toga dobio inicijaciju putem pošte.
But I was thinking in the back of my mind, I don't want to commit an offense.
Ali negdje posadi u svom umu mislio sam, ne želim da počinim neku uvredu.
That I have to remember that when I see Srila Prabhupada, I have to bow down.
I moram da se setim, čim vidim Srila Prabhupada, treba da se poklonim.
So Prabhupada was arriving at the airport.
I Prabhupada je stigao na aerodrom.
And I was thinking, as soon as I see him, I have to bow down.
Ja sam samo mislio, čim ga vidim, moram da se poklonim.
So then I saw Srila Prabhupada.
I onda sam vidio Srila Prabhupada.
And when I saw him, I was actually struck with wonder.
I kada sam ga ugledao, čudo me zadesilo, prosto zablokirao sam.
Because he looked like he wasn't walking, he looked like he was actually floating.
Jer on je izgledao kao da ne hoda, kao da lebdeo.
So I forgot to bow down. Finally, Srila Prabhupada sat down right in the middle of the airport.
I onda je konačno Srila Prabhupada rekao tamo, tačno, u sve najboljima.
This was a long time ago.
To je bilo mnogo, pre mnogo vremena.
And he started a kirtan.
Seo je tamo odmah.
Then I remember.
I počeo je kirtan, to se sećam.
I'm supposed to bow down.
I onda sam se setio zapravo, njemu koji ja treba da odam poštovanje.
So I bowed down.
I brzo sam odam poštovanje.
And next thing I noticed, someone was tapping me on the back.
I sledeće što sam primetio, neko me je lupkao po leđima.
Hard.
I to ja.
So I got up.
I onda sam ustao.
And it was Brahmananda Prabhu.
To je bio Brahmananda Prabhu.
And he said, you have to wait here for Prabhupada's luggage.
I rekao je, ej, ti treba da čekaš ovdje pravo da vas prokljeli.
And he said, no way.
Ja sam rekao, nema šanse.
I'm going back to the temple with everyone else.
Ja idem nazad u pravo sa svim ostalim.
So he said, no way.
I sam rekao, nema šanse.
So he was twice as big as I was.
A sad on je dva put krupniji od mene.
So I had to stay.
I sam to morao da ostavim.
You know, there's more to the story.
Ti me povuku ta priča.
In any case, Prabhupada was not an ordinary devotee.
Svakom slučaju, Prabhupada nije bio običan devotee.
So I had my first experience with someone, a devotee who I considered to be extraordinary.
I to je bilo moje prvo iskustvo sa bhaktom koga sam smatrao neobičnim.
And, well, by Krishna's mercy and by Prabhupada's mercy, every time I was with Prabhupada, it was quite extraordinary for me.
Krišnjina milošću i Prabhupada milošću. Svaki moj susret sa Šrila Prabhupadom je zapravo veoma neobičan.
Therefore, there are different degrees of absorption in Krishna consciousness.
Dakle, postoje različiti stepeni usredsređenosti na svesnost Krišnje.
But I know when devotees associated with Prabhupada, they thought that that's who I want to become like.
Znam li za bhakte koji su družili sa Šrila Prabhupadom, oni su mislili, ej, takav ja hoću. Ja sam mislio, hoću da budem kao on.
Whoever he is.
Kogod da je on zapravo.
Whoever, whatever he's doing.
Šta god da on radi.
He's definitely happier than anyone else I've ever experienced.
Prabhupada je definitivno srećniji nego bilo ko drugi koga sam ja ikada sam.
So I want to become as happy as he is. And Prabhupada preached how you can become happy like he is.
I Prabhupada je propovedao kako se može postati sretan kao što je on.
Not by imitating him.
Ne tako što ga imitiramo.
But by actually becoming like him. Već
jednostavno tako što postanemo kao što je on.
Therefore, Krishna consciousness is a process.
I zato je svjesnost Krishna proces.
Of loving exchanges.
Proces ljubavne razmjene.
Tadati prati grinati guyamati di princhati bhumde bodhayate shaiva shadvidam priti lakshana. Offering gifts in charity, revealing one, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence and acquiring confidentially. These are the six symptoms of love shared by the devotees.
Citira šest simptoma ljubavi razmjene među bhaktama, nuđenje poklona s ljubavlju, primanje takvih poklona, poverljivo otvaranje uma i razgovor sa bhaktama, su neki od tih.
So this is the life of our movement.
I to je život u našem pokretu.
Whether we share these loving exchanges amongst ourselves,
bilo da delimo tu ljubav među sobom,
or we try to share them with others. Just like distributing transcendental books of
Prabhupada.
This is actually sharing with seemingly ordinary people transcendental wisdom.
To je zapravo deljenje tog transcendentalne mudrosti sa običnim ljudima.
And whether they like it or not, those who buy the books or even touch the book, whatever they do with the book, they become momentarily, to some degree, an instrument for Krishna.
I bez obzira što urade za tom knjigom, bilo da je otvore, čim je dotaknu, ti ljudi u nekoj meri istog trena postaju instrument Krishna.
Even one, well, yeah. I mean, I was traveling with one sannyasi. He told me how he became a devotee. Every time he saw a devotee, he'd go over and take the book from their hands and rip it up. And after some time of doing that, he actually became purified.
I nakon što je to nekoliko puta ponovio, zapravo se pročistio.
Then he decided to look at what's in the book before opening it up.
I onda je odlučio da pogleda šta je to u knjigama.
And after reading the book, he became a devotee.
I čim je pročitao knjigu, postao je bhakta.
And then he became a sannyasi.
I postao je sannyasi.
There's such potency in this loving exchange.
Tolika je moć ljubavne razine.
In any case, in these loving exchanges, whether it's amongst the devotees or amongst ourselves, we have to learn some discrimination. So Krishna says, Krishna yasi girekam manasad vieta ikshasi chat pranati vis chabashantam isham shushu shaya chabashram ananyanya indati sunya ridayam isita sangalavya. That one should honor the devotee who mentally, or who chant, one should mentally honor the devotee who mentally, one should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Krishna.
Kaže da osoba treba u umu da poštuje bhaktu koji mantra Hare Krishna.
One should cooperate those devotees who are worshiping, who are initiated in worshiping the deity.
Treba sarađivati sa bhaktama koji su inicirani i koji obožavaju božanstvo.
And one should faithfully serve the unalloyed devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service.
I treba sa predanošću služiti čistog bhaktu koji je utemeljen u predanom služenju.
And his heart is devoid of propensity to criticize others.
I treba razgledavati su sklonost da se kritikuju tu.
So this is the art of Krishna consciousness.
To je umetnost svesnosti Krishna.
On one side we have to learn discrimination.
Sa jedne strane moramo naučiti tu diskriminaciju.
So we can properly develop our love for Krishna.
Da bismo na pravilan način razvili svoju ljubav prema Krishna.
generally the process of elevation in consciousness is to learn the proper activities,
jeste da se nauče pravilne aktivnosti,
then the proper vision,
pa da se stekne pravilna vizija,
then the proper attitude,
pa pravilan stav,
the proper feeling,
i pravilno osjećanje.
But we're learning how to get the proper vision.
E sad, kako dobiti tu pravilnu viziju?
So simultaneously we know what to do and how to feel about what we're doing.
Onda ćemo, kad to imamo istovremeno, i znati šta da radimo i kako se osjećamo u tome.
So the first qualification is learning how not to be so, well, how to discriminate properly.
Prva kvalifikacija je zapravo da naučimo kako da pravilno pravimo razlike.
For the very, again, how to discriminate against, not against, how to discriminate, how do you have proper discrimination in seeing people who are not very advanced in Christian consciousness?
Kako da pravilno razlikujemo i diskriminišemo zapravo stepen koji ljudi koji nisu jako svjesni Krišna?
Generally, our first propensity is when we're seeing people who are not advanced, it's immediately criticize them.
Prva naša slavnost je kada vidimo neke ljude koji nisu napravni, da ih kritikujemo.
And then our mind goes, "Frah, got him,
perfect."
You rascal.
I
feel so good.
Oh,
I killed another demon for Krishna. Where's the another demon? And if we feel like that, Krishna will send so many demons.
Ako se tako osjećamo, Krishna će poslati mnogo demona.
When we were distributing the airports, I remember, I was in Chicago. And just like Krishna would send, well, I was distributing books in Chicago.
Dok je Maharaj delio knjige u Chicago na aerodromu.
There were the top Bradley, there were the top book distributors in the world at that time.
Tamo su tada bili u Chicagu najbolji delioci knjiga tog vremena.
And just like Krishna, Yogamaya would send a demon every day.
I jednostavno Yogamaya bi svaki dan poslao demona.
Because Krishna and the cowherd boys, they were playing.
Jer Krishna i dječaci pastiri su se igrali.
And they were so absorbed in their lila.
I toliko su apsorbovani u svoju lilu.
They forget to take lunch.
Da su zaboravili da ruče.
So Yogamaya didn't want to disappoint the mothers who had made the lunch.
Yogamaya nije htjela da razočara majke koje su napravile te ručke.
So she sent a demon every day during lunchtime.
I onda bi slala demona svaki dan u vreme ručka.
So Krishna would have to stop playing.
I tako je Krishna morao da zastane sa igrom.
Kill the demon.
Da ubije demona.
And then they remember to take lunch.
I onda bi se setili da dođu na ručak.
Therefore the demons had a very important part in Krishna's pastime.
Tako su demoni imali veoma važnu ulogu u Krishnom zabavu.
Similarly in the airport, the devotees were really fired up. We're going to take over the world and kill the demons.
Slično tome na aerodromu su bakte zaista izgarali, misli su, ma sad ćemo mi to zauzeti u čitav svijet da poubijamo sve demone.
So even in the airport, Krishna would send demons regularly so that the devotees could try to kill them.
Tako da i na aerodromu Krishna svaki dan redovno slao demona, da bi bakte imali koga da ubiju.
Until after a while the devotees mellowed out a little bit.
I onda su se posle nekog vremena i bakte malo stišali.
And then Krishna didn't have to send so many demons.
I više Krishna nije morao da šalje toliko malo demona.
Although I'm sure there are plenty left.
Iako mi se čini, siguran sam da ih ima još malo.
So similarly, if we acquire our vision, Krishna will reciprocate.
Slično tome, ako dobijemo, razvijemo pravu viziju, Krishna će nam uzvratiti.
The Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam. Teksham Sadatam Yuktanam Vajantam Priti Purukam. If we want to be steady in our service, If we want to remain enthusiastic in our service, if we want to make advances towards a higher platform in our service, then we have to learn that discrimination. Yes, this person is not properly followed.
Da, ta osoba možda ne sledi pravilno.
So my reaction is, let me not disturb them.
I onda je moja reakcija, hajde da je ja ne uznemiravam.
Let me not be disturbed by them.
Hajde da mi ona mene ne uznemiravam.
Let me be their well-wisher and appreciate that they're chanting the holy name.
Hajde da ja budem njihov dobronamernik i da cenim to što mantraju sveto ime.
Let them do their business and let me do my business.
Neka oni rade svoje, a ja ću da radim svoje.
And our business is to cooperate with the devotees who are trying to spread Krishna consciousness.
A naš posao jeste da sarađujemo sa bhaktama koji šire svesnost Krishna.
Cooperate with the devotees arranging the service of the deities.
Da sarađujemo sa bhaktama koji se bave uređivanjem službe božanstva.
Arranging the service of the devotees.
Koji se menadžiraju tamo služenje bhaktama.
So the devotees become capable.
Da bi bhakte postali sposobni.
Physically, mentally, emotionally, intellectually.
Fizički, mentalno, emocionalno, intelektualno.
Empowered to distribute this knowledge to others.
I bili opunomoćeni da dele to znanje drugim.
So other people can worship the deity.
I onda i drugi ljudi mogu da obožavaju božanstvo.
In their house.
U svojim kućama.
In the temple.
U hramu.
Anywhere.
Svuda.
And they can learn how to respect and eventually worship each other.
I mogu naučiti kako da poštuju i kasnije da služe.
The husband can properly respect his wife. The wife can respect the husband.
Muž može na pravilan način poštovati svoju ženu, žena može poštovati muža.
They can respect their children.
Oni mogu da poštuju svoju decu.
And see them not as simply my children, my wife, my husband, my house, as Krishna's eternal servants.
I da ih vide ne kao moju ženu, mog muža, moje dete, moju kuću, već kao Krišnine večne sluge.
And as part of their advance and serve with love and devotion their family members.
I kao deo svog napretka, oni će onda služiti sa ljubavljom i devocijom svoje članove porodice.
In Krishna consciousness.
U svesnosti Krišne.
And gradually see how everyone, all of the entities are part of their family.
I postepeno će onda shvatiti i vidjeti kako su svi i sva živa bića deo njihove porodice.
As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting and dancing in Shiva Sangha for some time with his confidential associates.
Kao što je sa svojim poverljivim pratiocima Chaitanya Mahaprabhu u Shiva Sangha.
And at a certain point they broke open the storehouse of love of God.
I onda su u jednom momentu otvorili to skladište ljubavi prema Bogu.
And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates went everywhere, dancing and chanting.
I razišli su se svuda, prešući i pevajući.
Expanding the transcendental family.
Šireći transcendentalnu porodicu.
So that vision,
ta vizija,
the Mahabhagavata sees everyone should participate.
Mahabhagavata to vidi i svako treba da učestvuje.
The Mahabhagavata is not one who thinks, I am Mahabhagavata.
Mahabhagavata nije onaj ko misli, ja sam Mahabhagavata.
The Mahabhagavata thinks, I am simply the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna's servants.
Već on misli, ja sam sluga od sluge od sluge od sluge od Krishna's sluge.
And my spiritual master, he wanted to save everyone.
I moj duhovni učitelj je želeo da spase sve.
He knew the science of being able to save anyone who would take up the science of Krishna
consciousness.
He knew the science of how to properly honor all of the entities. And by seeing his example, I could actually see how he was honoring every living entity.
I gledajući njegov primjer, ja zapravo mogu vidjeti kako je on poštovao sva živa bića.
He loved Krishna.
Voleo je Krishna.
He loved the devotees.
Voleo je bhakte.
He helped elevate them in so many different ways.
Pomogao je da se oni uzdignu na tako mnogo načina.
And he also helped the innocent.
Također je pomagao nedužnima.
And he taught us how to avoid the people, how to neglect the people against Krishna. And he did it in such a way that only a perfect instrument of Krishna could have done it in that way.
I on je to sve uradio na takav način kakav je moglo da uradi samo osoba koja je potpuno posvećena Krišni.
Therefore he didn't try to be a pure devotee.
Zato on nije pokušavao da bude čisti bhakta.
Or he didn't imitate a pure devotee.
Niti je imitirao čistog bhakta.
He was a pure devotee.
On je bio čisti bhakta.
And that was shown by the results of his preaching.
I to je pokazano rezultatima njegovog propovedanja.
Krishna, Shakti, Vinaya, Tar, Prabhartha. Only one is empowered like that by Krishna to preach like that.
Samo onaj koga je Krishna tako opunomoćio može da propoveda na takav način.
Therefore, those who are not Mahabhagavata,
zato oni koji nisu Mahabhagavata,
they have to take shelter of the instructions of such a personality.
Treba da uzme utočište u budstave, instrukcija takve ličnosti.
And act according to their capacity to make advancement towards that goal.
I da deluju u skladu sa svojim kapacitetima kako bi napredovali ka tom cilju.
To become a better and a better and a better and better and finally a perfect instrument for Krishna.
Da postaju sve bolji, bolji, bolji i na kraju postanu savršen instrument Krishna.
In any case, even by trying to do that,
u svakom slučaju, čak i dok pokušavaju da to...
One can help so many living entities, so many people become Krishna conscious.
Osoba može da pomogne tako mnogo živih bića i tako mnogo ljudi mogu postati svesni Krishna.
It is not that we have to become a perfect instrument to spread Krishna consciousness.
Nije da treba da postanemo savršen instrument za širenje svesnosti Krishna.
We simply have to try to become a perfect an instrument for those who are actually perfect.
Već jednostavno treba da pokušamo da postanemo instrumente za one koji su zapravo savršeni.
Of course, who we see as perfect, that's our personal vision.
Naravno, sa koga mi vidimo kao savršenog, to je naša lična vizija.
But at least in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, all of us have to recognize that Prabhupada was a perfect instrument.
Ali barem u Međunarodnom društvu za svesnost Krišne, svi mi moramo priznati da je makar Šila Prabhupada bio savršen.
And that we should see others as how perfect they are according to Prabhupada's standard.
I onda treba da kada posmatramo druge da vidimo koliko su oni savršeni u odnosu na Prabhupada's standard.
If we do that, then the result is we'll become effective as instruments for Krishna.
I kao rezultat toga mi ćemo postati jednostavno instrumenti Krishna.
Sometimes the devotees, they think we hear, oh, there is no one perfect in Krishna's. Prabhupada was perfect, and everyone else is imperfect.
Nekada čujemo ovakve kažu, a, nema nikog ovde savršenog, Prabhupada je bio savršen, ali ostali.
Don't love anyone, just nemojte. Only love Prabhupada.
Nemojte nikoga da volite, volite samo Prabhupada.
Someone says we should love Prabhupada.
U jednom smislu treba da volite.
And if we love Prabhupada,
i mi njega volimo.
Then we'll love his associates also.
I zato volimo i njegove pratioce.
If you love Prabhupada, you should say, if you love me, then love my dog.
Prabhupada je govorio, ako voliš mene, voli i mog psa.
You can imagine, here's a gentleman walking down the street with his dog.
Možete zamisliti sebe, ako gospodin neki šeta ulicom sa svojim psom.
And to the gentleman, you shake his hand and said, oh, you're such a nice person.
I rukujete se sa njim i kažete, o, ti si tako fina osoba.
I really want to serve him.
Stvarno bih volio da te služim.
And then you see his dog.
I onda vidite njegovog psa.
And you walk up to the dog.
I priđete psu.
And kick it in the head really hard.
I onda ga šupnete u glavu, onako baš pošteno.
The dog is screaming.
I pas bi onda vrištao.
And you go up to the man and say, wow, you're such a great person, how can I please you?
A vi ste prethodno čovjeku rekli, jao, ti si tako divna osoba, kako da ti služim? Šta bi taj čovjek mislio?
I think you're crazy.
Mislio bi da ste ludi.
You just kicked my dog.
Da, udario si mog psa.
So similarly, even if someone thinks, oh, here's Prabhupada's followers, they're just dogs.
Čak Ako neko misli, o, evo ovo su šele pravo pod ovi sledbenici, to su njegovi psi.
We'll probably be very pleased if we walked up at least half the door.
Ali pravo bi bio jako radosan kad bi bar prišli i pomazili te pse.
But if you try to kick the dog,
ali ako pokušate da šutnete psa,
probably will not be very pleased.
Pravo bi ne bi bio jako zadovoljni.
Similarly, anyone who is simply making an effort to serve a pure devotee, they also become pure devotee.
Jednostavno, svako ko čini napor da služi čistoj bhakti, on postaje čisti bhakti.
They become instruments for Krishna.
On postaje instrument Krishna.
And even people are innocent, somehow or another, they become involved in becoming instruments.
Čak i nevini ljudi, na jedan ili drugi način, postaju na neki način instrumenti Krishna.
So we have to respect some of them, we have to cooperate with some of them, and we should serve some of them.
I onda treba da poštujemo neke od njih, da se služimo neke od njih i da sarađujemo sa njima.
And we should use our discrimination, who to serve, who to cooperate with, and who to respect.
I tu svoju moć razlikovanja treba da koristimo za to da shvatimo koga da služimo, koga da poštujemo, za kim da sarađujemo.
But as soon as we become morose, as soon as we become envious, as soon as we have some other mentality,
ali čim postanemo zavisni, uznemireni i razvijamo neki drugi mentalitet,
then we're not following Prabhupada's instructions.
To znači da ne sledimo Prabhupadovo
upravo. We're not properly engaged.
I da nismo pravilno angažovani.
There's something wrong with our vision.
Ima nešto što nije dobro u vezi s našom vizijom.
We have to be like Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur.
Treba da budemo kao gospod Nityananda i Haridas Thakur.
They went door to door.
Oni su išli od vrata do vrata.
Here is God himself.
Evo Bog.
The source, he's the source of everything.
On je izvor svega.
Mahavishnu is simply a portion of this plenary portion.
Mahavishnu je tek delić njegovog potpunog dela.
He's going door to door, knocking on people's door.
I on ide od vrata do vrata i kuca na vrata ljudi.
Telling people, Bolo Krishna, Baja Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiva. Chant Krishna's name.
I govori, pevajte Krishna na ime.
Worship Krishna.
Obožavajte Krishna.
Become Krishna's devotee.
Postanite Krishna's bhakti.
And some people are saying, who are these rascals?
Neki ljudi su govorili, ko su ovi nitkovi?
Maybe they're dajkots.
Može su to oni lupeži.
They're knocking on our door so they can look inside to see what to steal.
To su razbojnici, lupkaju tu na naša vrata da vide što mogu da ukradu.
Maybe tell them to go away. We're calling the police.
Ma kaži im da ovdje, ne treba.
But Lord Nityananda was not discouraged.
Ali gospodin Nityananda nije bio bez hrane.
He put a straw in his mouth.
On je stavio slanku u
svoju. Haridas Thakur put a straw in his mouth.
Haridas Thakur stavio.
And roll on the ground. Please chant the holy name.
I valjao se po zemlji. Molim vas, pevajte se ti.
And when they approached, when Lord Nityananda approached Jagai Madai,
i kada je gospodin Nityananda prišao Jagai Madai,
the first time,
prvi put,
they tried to catch him.
Pokušali su da ga stignu.
They tried to catch Haridas Thakur.
I probali su da uhvate Haridas Thakur.
They said, let's kill them.
I rekli su, hajde da ih ubijemo.
And Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda had to run for their lives.
I onda su Haridas Thakur i Nityananda morali da beže sa svoj život.
And Haridas Thakur was telling Lord Nityananda, you rascal, Lord Nityananda.
I Haridas Thakur je rekao, gospodin Nityananda, pa ti si lupež, Nityananda.
Because I'm associating with you, now I'm going to lose my life.
Pa ja se družim s tobom i ja tu ću da umrem, da poginem.
You're approaching all kinds of crazy people, drunkards.
Ti jednostavno tu prilaziš svakojakim
pijacama. By this bad association, I'm almost dead.
I ja zbog tog lošeg društva skoro da sam poginuo.
So Lord Nityananda said, actually, Lord Nityananda, it's proper you approach these people.
I onda je gospodin Nityananda rekao, zapravo, ispravno je da se prilazi takvim ljudima.
Because you're drunk like they are.
Jer ti si pijan kao da su i oni.
And Lord Nityananda said, Haridas Thakur, don't blame me.
I rekao, nemoj ti Haridas Thakur, mene ne.
Blame your master, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ti krivi svog gospodara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Because we're going everywhere fulfilling his instructions, therefore we're getting in trouble like this.
Jer mi svuda gde idemo zapravo sledimo njegovo uputstvo i zapravo
uputstvo. Don't blame me.
Nemoj ti mene ne kriviš.
In this way they were laughing and giggling as these drunkards were chasing to kill them.
I tako su se oni kikotali i smijali dok su ih te pijanice jurili, ne da bi ih ubili.
They're completely in transcendental bliss.
Oni su bili u potpunom transcendentalnom
danas. Jaga i Madai were ugly and fat.
Naravno, Jaga i Madai su bili debeli i
rudi. And drunk.
I pijani.
So after a while they started to run and chase each other in circles.
I oni su posle nekog